dipping into your life. Here we are, another weekend opportunity for us to nourish your brain with lots of helpful information courtesy of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The doctor's shingle is out, and he is accepting your calls, encouraging them, in fact, at 888-553-7536. All kinds of conversational items and tidbits here this week. As usual, lots of medical information, things that are correlative, if you will. For example, the E. coli outbreak in Germany. Some of that has a bit of fallout here in America because I guess a couple of people in our country have the E. coli. So we need to know, Ken, what this strain is. E. coli is one of those terms that is abused. One, as I have had over the years experience, one wonders how it is that they've broken down a lot of other things. E. coli has numbers attached to it, like this is E. coli 527 and E. coli 813 and E. coli whatever, however, whoever. We measure that in the milk, the raw milk, and a lot of people are pointing their fingers at raw milk. I shouldn't say a lot. Some people are. What do you see in all the research that you've done?
Doug, this is a big story. It's not going away. E. coli.
Wow, it's a big story. Oftentimes, big stories are created by the news media. So some of it is to be.
Well, 1,800 people are sickened. We've got 18 deaths. We've got 450 people with severe kidney failure. Mm-hmm. And we still don't know where this is coming from. And I'll tell you what we know as of this weekend. All of the cases have arisen in Germany, but we're not sure whether the E. coli is from Germany. It seems to be coming from vegetables, raw cucumbers, raw lettuce, and raw tomatoes. And E. coli is a very common bug, bacteria, as you were describing. It's found in all of us, animals and humans and our intestines. But bacteria, they have an incredible ability to mutate, to share DNA from animals and humans and to recreate themselves. And they recreate themselves in sometimes some very toxic, poisonous ways where they can get into the body where other E. coli can't. They can make toxins where other E. coli can't. And this new strain, as you said, it's a mouthful of numbers. It's E. coli 0104H4. It's a strain that we're not sure if we've ever seen it before. There's a bit of a debate between the World Health Organization, who said this week it's a brand new strain that's never, ever been seen before. But there are some people here in America at the CDC who are saying that we've never seen this strain before. But we have seen very similar strains once in Korea, maybe in Africa. And there's a bit of a debate whether this is an absolutely new strain. What we do know is it's a very deadly strain. It causes a very unusual form of kidney damage called, it's a mouthful, the hemolytic uremic syndrome. It breaks down red blood cells. It breaks down your kidneys. And often you end up on dialysis, and this is often the way that you leave, and it's at your demise. I wouldn't advise everybody panic. What I would recommend, if you're going to Germany, don't eat any tomatoes, lettuce, or cucumbers. There have been already several Americans who have been diagnosed with this. At least four Americans have been diagnosed with it. They all did go to Germany and come back to America. All of the doctors on Friday, myself included, received a notice from the CDC advising us and alerting us about this problem and to watch for it. And it's just good to be aware of this.
All right. So now page two, my 2 cents worth, if it has 2 cents worth of value. My first instinct when reading and hearing about this, and I often go with my gut, as you know, we've had these E. coli connections to feces, much of it human feces. The most difficult dealings with this sort of thing have come with vegetables that have been grown not necessarily on American farms, but have been brought in here. But a couple of the circumstances we had were related to American farms. The big multinational corporations that own and control many, many hundreds, if not thousands, of acres of cropland in certain parts of our country. The last time there was a problem that involved E. coli, it may or may not be the same or similar strain.
This is all in Europe.
The bagged produce had been sprayed with a reformulated sort of human feces mix, which never the follicles of the plant had been sprayed when it was out of the ground. This stuff's fine if you put it in the ground and it's not on the ground, on the top of the plant. That's one thing that came into my mind. The other thing is that I had all those things that you described happened to me when I was in Cairo about 14, 15 years ago. And I found out I was told to be careful about what I ate when I was in Cairo. We were in very good places. The fruit, for example, green melon, looked good, tasted fine. What I found out when I got really sick from eating it was that they plump it up by injecting the water from the Nile River into it. If you build up an immunity to this stuff, you have to just see the Nile to understand how disgustingly gross that is. The Nile is a filthy, dirty river. And unfortunately, as you know, a lot of our estuaries, a lot of rivers and streams have become contaminated by various things over the years. More recently, this kind of thing has become a problem. They've had a lot of rain in Germany this year, in Europe, the same as we've had a lot of rain here. My thinking is that in some way, shape, or form, I bet if we really dig around in this, and I don't know this to be a fact, but I'm betting when somebody really digs around in this, they're going to find that with all the rain, some sort of waste treatment plant has overflown, or maybe a number of them, into the water supply. The water supply is used for irrigation and all kinds of other things, in not only in England, but also in many areas of Europe. European system is pretty careful about how they handle these things, more sophisticated certainly than those in the Middle East. But I'm betting, as I sit here this morning, that this is related to something like that.
The FDA has stepped up the testing of food from Germany and Spain, but there's very little imported from those countries or the rest of Europe. And the CDC and the FDA are saying that so far things look pretty good here in America, unless you've traveled to Germany and have come back here.
This is not
eaten vegetables.
Not contagious. It's going to be something.
We hope it's not contagious, but there is some warning that doctors to be alerted that.
Well, it's good to warn people. I think it's a very important thing.
We just don't know. We don't yet know enough about this bug.
Right. But the people who are jumping to conclusions about it, and many of them are irresponsible public servants, do us a disservice. So I'm giving you my gut feeling about this based on
your
circumstances
gut feeling.
Before. My gut feeling. You got that, Ken. Very good. 800-888-553-7536. What I'm saying is, even though it's an important story, you get it by being there. But the other thing is that, unfortunately, the American news media, which is not probably the right way, the American scandal sheets are happy to take stuff like this and blow it way out of proportion and get everybody worried. Don't go to Germany. Don't go to Europe. Don't travel. You'll get it's foolishness. If you are eating these things, the vegetables you described are perfect because they're pulpy. The pulpy vegetables or fruits are the ones where this stuff, the things that grow quickly. Cucumbers grow extraordinarily quickly.
I'm not an alarmist, but Doug, this is a horrible way to go out.
It's awful.
It's a horrible kidney
problem. I can't tell you how sick I was. For a week.
You didn't have hemolytic uremic syndrome.
I had something that had to do with uremic. That's what I remember somebody telling me. I don't remember any of the rest of it. I'm not saying this is anything not to take lightly. I'm just saying that the way the news media is handling it here, it's like everybody in the world is going to be sick and dead tomorrow. That's what I'm saying. You know,
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
If you go into Germany, just stay away from some of the vegetables.
There you go. And pulpy. Vegetables, especially stuff that grows very quickly. Some of the fruits and veggies that grow fast. All right. And this is the cucumber season, by the way. They have a little earlier season than we do. Some of that stuff gets started earlier. I think it's important.
All right, we tell you not to alarm you, just to give you the education so that you stay away out of trouble.
Well, there's another story this week from the news department. The strain of superbug found in cow's milk and dairy products. What's the story with that?
Boy, into the fire here. This is
because you're going to get it from me.
You brought it up.
I did bring it up because I want you to talk about it. Yeah.
Glad you did. Yeah. This is a publication, Don't Shoot the Messenger, from the Lancet Infectious Diseases. This is a British medical journal of great esteem, trusted, believed by doctors.
You're apologizing for the story before you do
it.
Go ahead.
I'm just giving it some context.
Okay.
And the researchers have discovered what they're called, because this doesn't come out of the media. This comes out of mainstream British science.
Yeah.
And researchers have discovered a new strain in Britain of an antibiotic-resistant superbug bacteria in the milk that's also infected humans. And it's a strain of this MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, mm-hmm. and it appears to be a relatively rare strain, and it turns up in about 1% of MRSA cultured from humans in the UK, Doug.
All right, so the story here, this is what they call when they measure or they get at milk, a raw count. The raw count has to do with bacteria that's in cow's milk, but the connection some have made, I only tell you what I think, and in my heart, I know I'm pretty good when it comes to agricultural stuff. Mad cow disease was something the British handled very poorly. There are some who want to connect this, and I don't believe that there is a connection to it. You can tell me.
Different from mad cow.
Okay, but the way the British handled it in terms of how they destroyed tens of thousands of cows, and at the end of the day, the British themselves said, wow, did we screw this up?
Well, the British are not panicking, but you're not going to like the reason why they're not panicking.
Because they're pasteurizing the milk.
Because they're telling the public, don't worry about it. You pasteurize the milk and it gets rid of this bug.
But you see in Europe especially, the amount of milk, raw milk that's consumed by people, it's not like it is here. It's not a delicacy there. It is consumed pretty much by everybody. You see the cheeks, the rosy cheeks on British kids or European kids. The rosy cheeks and the plumpness comes from drinking the raw milk. And so you can say, pasteurizing it takes care of it. Sure. The irresponsible people that produce bad milk are also somebody or something that ought to be dealt with, and that comes as part of it. But to say all milk that's raw is bad is ridiculous, and to say that all farmers are great and do a good job is also ridiculous, because some farmers are bad. They do a bad job, and so what happens is everything gets thrown into the same kettle of fish. It's kind of like with the cucumbers. I'm betting that whatever went on there has come, to go back to the E. coli for a second, as a result of there are several large European store chains that control lots and lots of land and grow lots and lots of vegetables. And I'm going to bet you that however they connect the dots, it's going to be connected to a big operation, not a small operation.
They're right. Also warning people who would likely come into contact with the cows, who work with the cows, that this might also be an issue.
Yeah. Got to always wear. We have plastic gloves. The people who milk the cows always are wearing plastic gloves. 888-553-7536. You've been warned. 21 after.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alright, here we are at 23, almost 24 after the hour. The Good Day Weekend program, 888-553-7536. You've heard Dr. Ken discuss a couple of the very important stories. There's one other one, and we all, I guess, ought to acknowledge the death of Dr. Death, Jack. I thought it was awfully sad when I heard, I think that's another thing. Ken and I were talking about how really incredibly irritated I was on the air yesterday. I really was. And most of the time, things that are going on around me, I ignore. But I didn't this time. And I didn't give enough time to the passing of Kevorkian. And I thought, in many ways, I don't know if hero is the right word, but he brought to the public a discussion of an issue that is very important. You talk about Europe, Ken. You know as well as I do that in Europe and many areas around the world, suicide is accepted. I don't know if promoted is the right word for it, but certainly acknowledged. And here we have this really strange sense about ourselves, about, you know, leave it to the state or something. I don't think you and I have ever talked about him in terms of what you thought about, as a prominent physician, what you and other prominent physicians thought about Kevorkian.
Well, assisted suicide advocate Jack Kevorkian, Doug, he was known as Dr. Death by some of the media. He helped more than 100 people end their lives. He died early this past Friday at age 83. He'd been previously diagnosed with liver cancer, and he died from a blood clot that lodged in his heart. And he made us all think about the end of life. You know, we probably spend at least half and maybe more of our resources in medicine in the last weeks of our lives. Mm-hmm. And usually it's to no help. You know, maybe we get a few extra weeks or days or hours, and the quality of life is not very good. And many of us who are trained as physicians prior to Dr. Kevorkian felt that all that mattered was how much longer we were on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And I think what Dr. Kevorkian did for all of us was make us think about the quality of our life and not just the quantity. So although his ideas were so different and so harsh to many doctors, because we are trained to keep people alive, and maybe prior to his getting up on the stage at any extent, at any expense, doing anything. And Dr. Kevorkian made us all think, and I tend to help a lot of people in the work that I do go and expire the way they want to. And I think that I have learned how to do this over the years. I helped my dad. I love getting involved with hospice, if that's what the right way to go is. And I've also been very aggressive with 90-year-olds who want to have open-heart surgery and are good candidates. one size does not fit all. This is by a case by case. When you get into your 80s and 90s, it's a real challenge if the doctor really takes the time with the patient and family to know what's best on a case by case basis. And I think what Dr. Kevorkian did for me and many other physicians is made us really think about how to deal with end of life.
One of the things that comes to mind as I'm listening to you is the so-called death committee or death panels that were part of the discussion of the health bill that was passed last year. And those the idea of that crop up. But you said something that was pretty pertinent, and that is, and I'm not in favor of these death squads by any.
The problem with the death panel is you have centralized control telling
right.
us what to do,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
and you and I know what happens there. The beauty of Dr. Kevorkian was that he put
individual.
It locally and individualized
yeah, right.
it.
Yeah, and that's the way it needs to be. But we do spend a lot of resources toward the end, and normally it's the family that makes those decisions because they don't want to let go of the people who are on their way out.
And my big fear of what's happening, and I don't want to get political, but my big fear of what is happening with Medicare as we cut all the money out of it, and that was really Obamacare taking $500 billion
yeah.
out of Medicare. The only way to make this work is to cut back on service from this panel, which is already established and is getting up and going to be going centralized, determining what services we can and cannot do. And, you know, I think that these decisions are best made individually at the local level.
Disgusting reality. 888-553-7536. Your call's up next here on the Good Day Weekend program.
Tomorrow on History. Ice Road Truckers are back.
Woo-hoo!
But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop, break, break, break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, only tomorrow at 9 p.m., 8 Central, only on History.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
888-553-7536. Call Dr. Ken now. Good Day Weekend. Good Day Health.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's Z-E-O-King.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome to the weekend.
The Doc is here. The Doc walks the talk. It's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. Your connection to him, his mind, his resources. You can get that in any number of ways. There's a blog at drkenshow.com. Click on the upper right-hand corner button up there, and you'll be able to discuss things, question, answer, that sort of thing. Also, he being Dr. Ken, now creating a couple of newsletters this past week, one on pain and one on the normal thing. Matter of fact, I haven't had a chance to read mine yet. What's the Dr. Ken Good Day Health newsletter focus?
Yes, you'll enjoy it, and you'll also be able to share some knowledge with your woman friend. It's the latest in women's health with a special focus on cancers that affect women.
With the little lady? Is it?
Reassure them.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to provide them the latest breaking information, the information your doctors are reading right now on their desks with the latest medical journals. And right. We also did one on pain, on fibromyalgia.
Yeah, what is that? Tell us a little more about that and what the focus of fibromyalgia is. One of those, I think, hard to understand or difficult for the average person to kind of wrap themselves around because it could be confused with other things, right?
It's because doctors don't quite really understand it. It's related to sleep disorders, chemical imbalances, maybe obesity, which is a risk factor, tends to be more common in women, but not exclusively in women. It's just one of these diffuse pain syndromes. You usually hurt all over, and when the doctors try to do some x-ray imaging or blood tests, they just come up with nothing. And for many years, it was thought that people who had this were crazy. They went to psychiatrists. They're not. This is a real entity. And some of the more sophisticated imaging studies have actually shown some biochemical problems. This is real. There are ways to treat it. There's medication. I like Korvalin D-ribose, which is a very effective treatment for it. And one of the ways to deal also with the pain is with the Salonpas, this pain patch, which we really like. It's the first FDA-approved pain patch for mild to moderate bones or joint pain, and it's effective also in fibromyalgia.
So the Good Day Health Special Edition on Pain, the health newsletter that Ken has penned this week, is available by going to Ken's picture. If you go to DougStefan.com, Ken's there as a co-host picture right there. Click onto that. You'll find the newsletter, put your email address in there, it'll come to you automatically. Whether you are signing up for the weekly, the special will come as a result of your signing up for it. So many people have commented that there's so much good information there.
You can go to drkenshow.com also.
I was about to say that.
Websites.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's right. You didn't think I'm going to give you credit? I'll give you credit. Credit comes where credit is due. How's that? Excellent. Thank you, Doug. Salon Pause.
Thank you, Doug.
To be pain-free, Salon Pause, the patches, you would put them on. A fibromyalgia usually is a wrist sort of thing, isn't it? Arms, more anything else?
It can hurt anywhere. And most people who have fibromyalgia have diffuse discomforts all over the body.
Mm. All right. But the way this is a way to handle that pain. It's temporary. They're not going to make it permanent, but for 12 hours or more, you'll be pain-free if you have fibromyalgia or any other pain.
My experience with fibromyalgia is there are often certain sites where it's worse than others. This is where the pain patch may help. But there are medications now approved for fibromyalgia. One of the things that I really like is a supplement called Korvalin, which has been shown in studies to be effective actually by a physician who himself has fibromyalgia and did a study and found that it worked.
Salon Pause, though, sends you a free sample. Again, as Ken said, go to drkenshow.com. See the Salon Pause logo right below Ken's picture. Same thing at dougstefan.com. You'll get 12 hours of relief. If you are aching, you have pains, and you want relief right now, get in your car and go to your local Walgreens. Pick up a 5-count box. But this is truly an amazing, amazing product. And you can get a free sample by going to drkenshow.com. Free, free, free. We love free, free, free. Okay, let's get into your calls, and as we take them, we're going to be mindful of the information that came out this week on possible carcinogenic connections to cell phone usage, something we all need to spend some time on. Larry, though, you're going to get on the air from Emporia, Kansas, and ask Dr. Ken some questions, and he'll try to give you some answers. Hi.
Hi there. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, how are you, Larry?
Well, I've got a little pain, but other than that, I'm doing real good, thank you.
Is the jaw bothering you today?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I've been to a couple dentists, and it confuses them because at times my pain's clear down in my jaw, and then it'll be clear back up on top of my gums and not back in my jaw. So they don't know for sure whether it is TMJ or what it is. I'm looking for help.
Well,
he's wanting to pull all my teeth so he can get them lined back up. He thinks that's my problem.
Well, Larry, hopefully that's not been the first recommendation. TMJ disorder, it's not uncommon. It's due to tenderness and pain in the temporomandibular joint. That's why it's called TMJ. It's the joint on each side of your head in front of your ears where your lower jawbone meets the skull. And this joint allows you to talk, chew, and yawn. And is that where you're tender?
Yes, on my left side.
And have you had any prior deformity of your jaw? This is one of the risk factors. Actually, it's most common in women between ages 30 to 50, which you don't sound like, but it's not exclusive to that. What causes this is a number of things. The discs erode or move out of proper alignment. You can have joint cartilage that's damaged by arthritis. You can actually take a punch to the jaw. Were you a boxer, Larry?
No, sir. No.
But in many cases, we just don't know why this occurs, which is what it sounds like in you. Let me give you some options before you go to the surgeon and get this taken care of. Have you been down the medical route? Have they tried painkillers, tricyclic?
Yeah, I'm taking some painkillers and ibuprofen.
Right. Well, what's often used for this, sir, there's a lot of different classes of drugs, tricyclic antidepressants, muscle relaxants, sometimes corticosteroid drugs, even botulinum toxin, Botox, is often used for this. Have they given you a bite guard?
No.
Are you a grinder of your teeth?
Don't seem to be, no.
And you don't have sleep apnea, I hope?
Not as far as I know, no.
Well, there when those things don't work, sometimes some behavioral therapy and in more milder cases work. There are some alternative therapies. If it's not real severe, deep breathing, muscle relaxation, meditation, even guided imagery, these have worked. Yoga has worked for some people. I don't know whether you've been down that route, how urgent it is that you get this taken care of. But when these simpler, easier methods of treatment don't work, then you do end up going down the surgical route to correct the dental treatment. Sometimes you have to do major surgery to get this taken care of.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
You either repair or replace the joint, Larry, in very severe cases.
You need some more input, sir, and you need different points of view. That's, I think, what Ken is saying. So good luck on that score. And let us know what's happening. 888-553-7536. Here's something. Every week as we go through the important stories of the week, there's at least one item, if not two or three, sometimes four, that are linked to problems that men have with prostate cancer. And so as we look at these stories and you understand how serious this is, sometimes we sort of forget. When we're talking about prostate, people tease me when I talk about the prostate. And I got an email from somebody, oh, we haven't heard you talk about your prostate yet today. So this is not about me. It's about you. Although I am happy, Ken will tell you, to be a guinea pig. I don't have too many secrets when it comes to this sort of thing. Maybe it's too much information. But we have had discussions because age-related prostate conditions become such a big issue. By the time you're in your late 40s, 50s, if you haven't had a prostate checkup, Ken will be the first to tell you how dangerous that is.
Exactly, Doug. For men, prostate cancer is one of the most common causes of cancer. Fortunately for many, it's a slow-growing cancer. If you get it late in life, in 80 and 90, you probably won't live long enough for it to get you. But if you get it in your early on, in your 40s or 50s, it becomes a life-changing event.
Now, there is a story this week in the Journal of Urology about how some cholesterol drugs may lower your risk of prostate cancer. How would that be? You're familiar with the cholesterol drugs because you're a cardiac guy. Why would that be the case?
This is some helpful, hopeful news that you have added benefit from those statin drugs that we're putting so many people on to lower the cholesterol. But one of the things they also do is lower the inflammation aggressively in the circulation. They probably have some effect in other areas, including the prostate. Men taking cholesterol-lowering medications called the statins, Doug, may be less likely to get prostate cancer than those not on the drugs. And also the good news that those who are taking statins also are less likely to wind up with aggressive versions of prostate cancer. We're not yet recommending that people take the statins specifically to treat prostate cancer. Those studies are going on. That's not yet where we're at. But just let you know that there's added benefit. So if you're on the fence about guys, about taking statin drugs, this is just another benefit.
Well, this sounds a little bit to me like our discussion of a few weeks ago. We talked about fish oils and the EPH and the DHA and what people have been finding or found out, if in fact it's true, that taking some of these things. But you can have a lot of fish oil, and that will help your blood pressure as well, right?
Well, the take-home lesson, a little is good, more is not necessarily a lot better. And the story with the fish oil and the prostate cancer was that too much might actually be fertilizer for prostate cancer. I recommend 1,200 milligrams for just about everybody unless you eat fish every day.
All right, so the underscore of this conversation is focused on your prostate and your prostate health. It affects your intimacy. If things don't work well, then you're having a problem sleeping, you're having a problem making love, you're having a problem being happy. It is serious stuff. Healthy prostate function is what Super Beta Prostate is all about. We've been talking about this beta prostate function and healthy sleeping habits for, seems to me, like a long time, Ken. Almost as long as we've been doing this program, we've been talking about this product, haven't we?
Exactly. The prostate in too many of us guys is going to enlarge benign prostatic hypertrophy. This can ruin our sleeping as we wake up so frequently at night to go to the urinate. It can ruin our happiness and our intimate relationships because we can't perform sexually. And there's a nice natural way to help lower the risk dramatically of getting this benign prostatic hypertrophy. It's with pure beta-cytosterol. This has been published in the medical journal Lancet, showing that it's safe and effective. My favorite way of getting this, guys, beginning at 40, you need to think about this. Women, your guy, get them a birthday present, a gift. This will help everybody. Okay. Super beta prostate, it's effective and safe.
Rabbit, I've been a Bo and give him a bottle, and you can get it free by calling 800-607-7078. You don't need a prescription. So many bottles of this stuff have been sold and distributed. If you're ignoring your prostate, you're foolish. If you're a new customer, call in 800-607-7078. Get your bottle of Beta Prostate free. 800-607-7078. Be smart. Get your free bottle of Beta Prostate. Feed your prostate, as Ken described it. Help yourself to safety. Small shipping and handling charge is all that they want. 800-607-7078.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there on your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Tomorrow on History, Ice Road Truckers are back.
Woo-hoo!
But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop, break, break, break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, only tomorrow at 9 p.m., 8 Central, only on History.
888-553-7536, Norby in Hortonville, Wisconsin. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Real glad that I can talk to you, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Norb.
My number one question is on this new, I'll spell it, P-R-A-D-A-X-A.
Pradaxa.
Yes, that's something that's supposed to replace warfarin.
For patients who have atrial fibrillation, that irregular heartbeat,
yes.
And
yep.
It's not caused by a heart valve problem, you now have another option instead of warfarin or Coumadin. And the big breakthrough about Pradaxa is that you don't have to do those blood tests because you have the same dose forever, unless your kidneys suddenly stop functioning. So the real big advantage of Pradaxa is that it's very effective. It's as effective as Coumadin and maybe even a little bit more. And you don't need blood tests on a regular basis. You don't have to worry about what you eat. The only little thing that needs to be thought about here is that if you're age 75 or older, there's an increased risk of bleeding. And there's a big discussion right now about the cardiologists about reducing the dose in those 75 and older. Stay tuned. That may change.
Bye.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Ken, guess what? We do have a line open. So many email me that they can't get through or they hang on forever and never get to talk to me. Well, you have to call early. You can't wait till the last half hour of the show, or you will wait because by then the lines are all filled up. If you've ever tried and couldn't get through, here's your big opportunity. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. I've been in medicine over 30 years. I'm a trained internist, trained cardiologist, medical scientist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been practicing cardiology in the same town outside of Orlando now for almost 25 years. There's probably nothing I haven't seen at least once in medicine. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, an intern and medical resident at Duke University, and I finished training in cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco. So through that journey and then all this time here in Central Florida, I've seen just about all of it. If your friends, your family, your kids, your spouse, your grandparents, you have a question about them, everybody walking around has a question. The nice thing is there's no bill, there's no paperwork. We just get right to the question, and we do the best we can. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I pay for your phone call, 1-888-553-7536. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Sounds like I better get your address so I can send you the bill. 888-553.
It comes to me.
Yeah, 7536. All right, so here's this 13-year-old boy, excuse me, in Arizona, who was killed after a baseball hit him in the chest playing a Little League game. Why would it be that a baseball hitting you in the chest could it have hit his heart? Could it have broken a bone that went into the, that pierced the heart? That's, you know, you get a ball coming at you 70 miles an hour or whatever the kids throw them at you, or winded. You've got to wonder, as you look at this, what in the heck might have happened.
Well, there's something called a cardiac contusion. If you get a blunt trauma, a harsh blunt trauma into the chest, it can create exactly what happens in a heart attack, damage to the heart muscle. And certainly this could have happened. Boy, that's a sad story. I played Little League my whole life and never saw anything like that happen.
Yeah. Well, it's,
apparently it did. I'm looking at the story, and it, apparently that's what they're saying, that it hit his heart.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Here's Eddie in Anderson, South Carolina. Yes, sir. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, I've got a problem with my foot. I was walking over some rock, and it popped like a wasp had stung the bottom of my foot, at the bottom of my heel.
It's small little bones in your feet. They break easily, don't they, Ken?
Yeah, absolutely. Eddie, you know, it's time to get a picture of that, take a look at it. You have a good podiatrist?
Not that I know of.
Is money a little short this month?
Well, it's always short.
It is always short for everybody right now.
Yeah.
What I would do is, if money's real short, you're not a vet, are you?
No.
You can go over to the health department. Do you have an internist, a primary care doctor?
Yes.
I would call them up on Monday and ask for a podiatrist. And you can save the money. Your internist is not going to be happy with me, but just call up and maybe even ask the nurse who your primary care doctor refers to for foot problems. Who's their favorite podiatrist, and go right to that person, save you a few dollars, okay?
Okay.
Make good sense. Thank you, sir. 888-553-7536. Johnson & Johnson has been ordered to pay $327 million in civil penalties after the problems that arose. There's a antipsychotic drug. Is that what it that would be? It's called, what the heck is it called? Something begins with a P, if I'm remembering correctly. And I don't think it's something that we've ever talked about here. The name didn't ring a bell. I just saw the $327 million.
Yeah, risperidol.
Yeah, what the heck? So who gets that? The people who have taken it?
Well, they've been ordered to pay $327 million in penalties for deceptive marketing of this antipsychotic drug, risperidol, as safer and better than competing medicines. And that's a good question. I guess you want to put your address on that court order.
Yeah. Right, if you had any connection to that stuff. I was given a notice this week that I'm going to get some money out of a dairy settlement. You know, you get these things. Okay, you're going to get $5,300. Okay, where do I send my address? I don't know if it's that easy with some of these things, but something to be aware of. Another hour, speaking of being aware, another hour of great conversation, information helping you, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend.